Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. United States and Iran holding talks in Islamabad for a lasting peace deal in West Asia. Government reiterates domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal. Enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi promises to implement uniform civil code to end politics of appeasement. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee calls upon the people to place their trust in her party. International delegates from 22 countries commend India's electoral process during legislative assembly polls in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh. Another match between Chennai Super Kings and Delhi Capitals underway in Chennai. The United States and Iran are holding talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia. Iran's state-run news agency, IRNA, confirmed that three-party talks with the US, Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the US, and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Aref, has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. The negotiations come as Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf and a U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance reached Islamabad today for talks to end the hostilities in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar started his visit to the UAE today, interacting with the members of the Indian community. During the interaction, he spoke about Government of India's efforts towards their well-being and security amidst the West Asia conflict. The External Affairs Minister appreciated their contributions to the local society during these difficult times, as well as the support of the government of the UAE in ensuring welfare of the Indian community. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of the UAE to review close cooperation and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the recently announced ceasefire would pave the way to lasting peace and security in West Asia. Mr. Goyal said this during a virtual call with his Saudi Arabia counterpart, Dr. Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi. He also hailed the spirit of the Saudi people and their resolve to maintain supply chain resilience amidst increased disruptions and volatility. He condemned attacks in the country during the ongoing conflict and appreciated Saudi Arabia's efforts to protect the Indian community. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. More than 3,400 raids were conducted across the country yesterday. PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 214 LPG distributorships and suspended 55 distributorships. About 1,05,000 free trade LPG cylinders were sold across the country against a daily average of 77,000 in the month of February. We have a report.
Based on available inventory and scheduled LNG cargo arrivals, the overall gas allocation to fertilizer plants is being further enhanced by 5% to reach approximately 95% of their six-month average consumption. Meanwhile, necessary measures have been put in place to safeguard Indian vessels and seafarers operating in the West Asia region by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. All Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian-flagged vessels have been reported. reported in the past 24 hours. The India-flagged LPG vessel Jagvikram has safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz today. The vessel is carrying approximately 20,400 metric ton of LPG cargo with 24 seafarers on board. It is expected to arrive at Mumbai on 15th of April. Across the region, Indian missions and posts remain in close contact with the Indian community while continuing to provide assistance and issue necessary advisories for their safety and well-being. Navanita Adhikari, Desk Report.
The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached a feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies today in Katua, Jongipur and Kushmundi. He sharpened the BJP's pitch on identity and infiltration in the state, promising to implement the Uniform Civil Code to end what he called the politics of appeasement.
राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा हमारे लिए सर्वोपरि है. भाजपा का संकल्प है बंगाल में यूसीसी लागू कर तुष्टीकरण की राजनीति को हमेशा के लिए खत्म किया जाएगा. अब बंगाल फैसला कर चुका है अपनी अस्मिता, अपनी पहचान और अपने भविष्य के लिए. अब बंगाल आशोल परिवर्तन करके रहेगा. हमारे बंगाल का इतिहास रहा है, बंगाल जब परिवर्तन की ठान लेता है तो उसे दुनिया की कोई ताकत रोक नहीं पाती है.
Mr. Modi accused the Trinamool Congress of corruption and misrule, promising a transparent administration if the BJP comes to power.
मोदी की गारंटी है कि बीजेपी सरकार भय को खत्म करके भरोसा कायम करेगी. सरकार पर, कानून पर जनता का भरोसा लौटाएगी. बंगाल बीजेपी ने कहा है कि हम टीएमसी के 15 साल के भ्रष्टाचार, दंगे, मर्डर, ऐसे हर अत्याचार को सामने लाने के लिए व्हाइट पेपर लाएंगे.
The Prime Minister also participated in a road show from Bihar Mod to Station Mod in Siliguri. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. He said state government employees would be given 7th pay commission benefits within 45 days of coming to power in the state. He promised a potato seed production centre in Bishnupur, GI tax for Baluchery saris and Banchmura terracotta horses. Mr. Shah also assured of genuine development for tribal communities. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Medinipur and Jharkhand. She called upon the people to place their trust in her and vote for the TMC. Mamata Banerjee said employment of youth has been taken care of. She said entrepreneurship and employment were promoted through Karmatirth initiative. She accused the BJP of plotting to divide Bengal through NRC and religious polarization. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. In Tamil Nadu, electioneering is on in full swing. Senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal campaigned for the AIADMK while interacting with the media at Royapuram. He highlighted the central government's efforts in solving the fishermen problem and assured that diplomatic efforts will continue for the welfare of the fishermen. BJP candidate Dr. L. Murugan also campaigned at various places. He asserted that the union government had allocated funds for the implementation of the welfare schemes for all beneficiaries of Tamil Nadu. DMK chief and Chief Minister Stalin held a roadshow at Pudukottai. He blamed AIADMK Chief Palaniswamy for not standing with the people of the state on various issues. AIADMK Chief Palaniswamy blamed the DMK for failing to protect the economy of the state. Sasikala, the leader of All India MGR Munnetra Kalagam, introduced the contestants in selected constituencies. In our constituency profile series today, we focus on Ridhachalam Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu, which is witnessing a four-cornered contest with AIADMK-led NDA, the DMK-led Secular Progressive Alliance, the Tamaraga Vetri Karagam, led by actor politician Vijay, and NTK, led by actor politician Seaman. Ridhachalam is an assembly constituency in Kadalur district. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Ridhachalam Assembly constituency is situated in coastal Kadalur district and is a river town. The district has 9 assembly constituencies, namely Thittakudi, Neyveli, Pandruti, Kadalur, Kurinjipadi, Bhuvanagiri, Chidambaram and Kattumannar Koil. It has a total of 2,46,818 electors. The district is prone to natural disasters and has suffered massive damages during tsunami, cyclone Nisha, Thane, which has caused heavy damages worth billions of dollars. The old town was subject to the Dutch, Portuguese, French and British over 2 centuries. The district also has the Viranam Lake, which supplies drinking water to Chennai. It's an important constituency in Kadalur, which gains importance as Premalata Vijayakant, the president of the DMDK, founded by actor Vijayakant, is a contestant this time. This is the first time that the DMDK has formed an alliance with Secular Progressive Alliance led by the DMK. Ridhachalam is also known for its ceramic industrial estate and is also known as the sugar bowl of the country. The regional research station for cashew is located in the town. The constituency exists since 1952, in which Congress has won 5 times, DMK, AIADMK, DMDK has won 2 times each. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
Polling for the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections will be held tomorrow, with voting scheduled from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. across 1,257 polling stations for 28 seats. State Election Commissioner Anurag Sen informed that all necessary preparations have been completed to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections. International delegates from 22 countries have commended India's electoral process during Legislative Assembly polls in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. A total of 38 delegates were on a 2-day visit to India as part of International Election Visitors Programme 2026, organised by the Election Commission, ECI. In a statement, the ECI said the seamless conduct of polling and high voter turnout left a strong impression on the visiting teams. They expressed gratitude to the Election Commission for the opportunity to witness the scale and grandeur of election management and commended its commitment to transparency, inclusivity and excellence. In Bihar, at least 7 people were killed and 18 others injured following a collision involving a bus, a truck and a pickup van in Katihar district this evening. Police said the accident took place on NH31 in Kodhar block of Katihar. The Iraqi parliament today elected Kurdish politician Nizar Ahmadi as the country's new president following parliamentary elections held in November last year. Ahmadi is a former environment minister and has headed the political office of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, PUK, in Baghdad since 2024. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH by 6 wickets in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh this evening, chasing the target of 220 runs set by SRH. Punjab Kings surpassed the target of 220 runs, scoring 223 for 4 wickets, with 7 balls to go. Skipper Shreyas Iyer remained not out on 69 in 33 balls. Earlier put into bat first, SRH scored 219 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. In another match, Chennai Super Kings were 204 for 2 in 19.2 overs against Delhi Capitals in Chennai when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. United States and Iran holding talks in Islamabad for a lasting peace deal in West Asia. Government reiterates domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal. Enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi promises to implement uniform civil code to end politics of appeasement. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee calls upon people to place their trust in her party. International delegates from 22 countries commend India's electoral process. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.